Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on the Jungle Warfare Kick Weight Blend method, using stock devices only. Today we're building one of the most useful drum and bass kick workflows you can learn early on. The goal is simple: make the kick hit hard, stay clean, and leave room for the bass and sub. In D&B, that balance matters a lot, because the drums are moving fast, the bass is active, and the whole mix has to stay tight. Now, the big idea here is roll split. Instead of trying to make one kick do everything, we're going to use two kick layers. One layer gives us attack and click, so the kick reads clearly through the breakbeat and on smaller speakers. The other layer gives us body and weight, so the kick feels solid in the low end. When you blend them properly, the result feels like one strong kick, not two separate sounds fighting each other. Let's start by choosing the kick sounds. Pick one kick that has a sharp transient and a shorter tail. That will be your top layer. Then pick another kick that has more low-end body and a fuller shape. That will be your weight layer. If you only have one kick sample, that's fine too. Duplicate it, then process the copy differently so one version becomes tighter and the other becomes heavier. Now load both kicks into a drum rack. Put them on the same MIDI note so they trigger together. I like to rename them right away so I don't get lost later. Call one kick top and the other kick weight. Color coding them helps too. In drum and bass sessions, speed matters, and a clean setup makes a huge difference when you're making decisions quickly. First, let's shape the top layer. The top layer should be punchy, short, and focused. It's not there to carry all the low end. It's there to help the kick cut through the mix. Start with EQ8 and high pass the top layer somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz. That removes the extra low end weight so it doesn't clash with the other layer or the bass. If you want a little more edge, add saturator with a small amount of drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, and turn on soft clip. That can help the transient feel denser without getting harsh. You can also try drum bus very lightly, just enough to add a bit of character or transient presence. But keep it subtle. In jungle or rollers, too much click can make the kick feel busy and push against the snare and break. Now let's work on the weight layer. This layer is the body of the kick. It should feel fuller and deeper, but still controlled. Again, start with EQ8. If the top end is too bright, low pass it somewhere around 2 to 6 kHz. That helps keep this layer focused on weight instead of attack. Then add saturator and try a little more drive than on the top layer, maybe 2 to 6 dB, with soft clip on again. That can add perceived weight and density. If needed, use drum bus with a very light amount of boom, maybe around 10 to 20%, but don't overdo it. The goal is not just more bass. The goal is useful bass. If the weight layer has too much click or upper mid bite, carve a little out around 2 to 5 kHz. And if it feels too weak, don't just crank the volume. Try a little more saturation or gentle boost in the low mids around 80 to 120 Hz if the source supports it. Small moves usually work best here. Now comes the most important part, the blend. We want these two layers to work together like one kick. A good starting point is to set the top layer a little lower than you think, maybe around -6 to -12 dB, and set the weight layer around -3 to -9 dB. Then adjust by ear until the kick feels unified. In Ableton Live 12, use macro controls to make this fast and flexible. Map the volume of the top layer to one macro, and the volume of the weight layer to another. You can also map tone and drive if you want even more control. This gives you a simple blend workflow, which is super helpful in D&B, because you may want one balance for the intro and a different one for the drop. A useful trick is to think about sections. In an intro or verse, you might keep the top layer a little more present so the kick stays clear, but not too heavy. In the drop, you can bring up the weight layer a little for more impact. In a switch-up, you can automate the blend to open up just before the bass comes back in. That kind of movement keeps the track alive. Now let's talk about low-end discipline. This part is crucial in drum and bass. Put a utility device on the kick group or kick bus, and make sure the kick stays centered and mono. If anything is widening the low end by accident, turn that off. Low end width can make the kick feel weaker on club systems and can cause phase problems. The kick and sub need to stay solid and focused. Also, make sure you're not clipping the master just because the kick sounds exciting in solo. You want strong, controlled punch with some headroom left. Next, make space for the bass line. You can use sidechain compression on the bass or sub group, using the kick as the trigger. Keep it light at first. A ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 is a good starting point. Use a fast attack, somewhere around 1 to 10 milliseconds, and a release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until the bass ducks, just enough for the kick to breathe. Or, if you want a more natural feel, you can arrange the bass notes so they leave a little space on the kick hit. That often works really well in rollers and jungle. Sometimes arrangement timing is cleaner than heavy compression. For example, let the kick land on the downbeat, bring the bass in just after the transient, and let the breakbeat fill the mid-space. Then answer with a short bass phrase on the next bar. That call and response shape is very DNB friendly and keeps the groove moving without overcrowding the low end. Once the blend is working, add a little bus processing if needed. A light glue compressor can help bring the two layers together, but keep it subtle. You only want maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. You can also use drum bus for a touch of glue or character, and EQ8 to make tiny corrective cuts if there's any boxiness around 200 to 400 Hz. But be careful not to smash the kick bus. In DNB, too much compression can kill the transient and make the kick feel slow. Now for the fun part, automation. This is where your kick starts acting like part of the arrangement instead of a static sample. In the intro, keep the kick tighter and lighter. In the drop, raise the weight layer by maybe 1 to 3 dB. In a breakdown, reduce the top layer a bit so the kick feels darker. Before a fill or transition, you can even push the saturation or weight slightly for a bar or two, then pull it back. That small motion creates energy. And in jungle or drum and bass, energy matters. A kick that changes with the track feels much more live and one that stays identical for the whole song. Before you call it done, always test the kick in context. Don't just solo the kick and judge it there. Listen with the bassline, the breakbeat, and the full drum bus. Ask yourself a few questions. Does the kick still hit when the break gets busy? Does the sub disappear when the kick lands? Is the kick too bright compared to the rest of the drums? Is the weight layer making the mix feel slow? If something feels off, make tiny changes. Lower one layer a little. Nudge the EQ. Back off the drive. In this workflow, small moves often sound better than dramatic ones. Here's a simple beginner practice challenge. Open a blank Ableton set. Load two kick samples into a drum rack. Process each one only with stock devices like EQ8, saturator, drum bus, utility, compressor, or glue compressor. Build an 8-bar MIDI pattern with a few DNB-style variations. Add a bassline or sub underneath. Then make three blend states, light, balanced, and heavy. See which one works best for the intro, the drop, and the switch-up. Save the rack as something like DNB kick weight blend so you can use it again later. The main takeaway here is this. A great DNB kick is not just loud. It is useful. It has attack. It has body. And it fits into the groove without fighting the bass. If you get that balance right, your kick stops sounding like a sample and starts behaving like a real weapon in the mix. So keep the roll separate, blend with intention, stay mono in the low end, and always test in context. That's the Jungle Warfare kick weight blend method. Clean, powerful, and ready for serious drum and bass workflow.